So this morning's gospel is kind of one of those difficult subjects because it seems like we sometimes contradict ourselves. And it is, what should our attitude be towards looking for signs? Here Jesus is condemning them. He says, an evil generation seeks a sign. No sign will be given to it. Which seems to state pretty clearly that we shouldn't go around looking for signs. But I don't think that's the whole truth. The truth is, I think there are times when we should seek signs and times when we shouldn't. But at the root of it is, what is our disposition? What is our attitude? What is the reason why we're seeking the signs? First of all, in the context where Jesus is talking to the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus has already shown probably more signs than any other person in human history at the point that he's saying this. He's given people sign after sign, miracle after miracle, and teaching after teaching. So they had no shortage of signs. Even if the scribes and Pharisees in question may not have physically seen them themselves, they have heard from people all over the place that he's curing people, he's been doing all kinds of stuff. Perhaps their concern was that he does signs in a way that they don't like it. Like if he cures somebody, okay, only God can cure, but if he does it on the Sabbath, then that raises the question in their minds, well, he can't be from God. Yeah, but he just cured him. So fundamentally, if Jesus is giving signs, then, signs are not something bad, right? And like I said, Jesus was continually, constantly giving signs. Every one of his miracles is essentially a sign from God. And when he makes reference to the people of Nineveh and the Queen of the South, what's he doing? He's making reference to the fact that when signs were given, signs that were not asked for, but they were just up and given, once the sign was given, these people were interested and they went out of their way to listen. They went out of their way to listen to Jonah. They went out of their way to receive the teaching of Solomon. And I think that's the distinction. He's saying, you scribes and Pharisees don't want to listen, and unless I give you, not just give you signs, but give you tailor-made signs, where your disposition is, unless you give me exactly what I want, I'm not going to listen to you. And he says, look at these people in the Old Testament, where I gave them signs and they went out of their way. They went on journeys to hear wisdom, which is the opposite attitude of what they were showing here. So what are the ways and what are some examples of when it's legitimate to ask for signs? Well, I think, for example, I don't remember the bishop's name, but when Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to Juan Diego, okay? And the bishop, poor Juan Diego goes to the bishop and says, Our Lady appeared to me and wants you to build a church. And the bishop, understandably, is like, come back and tell me about it another day. Because the guy, I'm sure, probably had all kinds of people coming and say, Your Excellency, I had a dream the other night and I think God is telling me. And under those circumstances, if somebody comes to you out of the blue and says, I spoke to Our Lady, I've heard some things too. People come to me and say, look, Father, I think Our Lady spoke to me or in a dream or whatever. And it's like, I can't go up and say, we're going to build a church just because somebody approaches me. That's a legitimate moment where you say, look, if I get some sign from heaven, some indication, something that reveals to me that this is authentic, then yeah, we'll do it. And he did it. And he built the church. But he required, understandably, something that revealed this is truly from God. But his fundamental disposition, once it became clear this is from God, okay, then I will be happy to cooperate. Okay. That's when it's a good thing. I think another thing is, there are times that we can request a miracle when you're willing to put skin in the game. I think it was St. Anthony of Padua. I don't remember which saint it was. But there was one time when the mayor of the town, who was an atheist, even back in the Middle Ages there were atheists, He was an atheist, and he certainly did not believe in the real presence of God, of Christ, in the Eucharist. And this saint was willing to put his life on the line. He says, okay, you know what? Here's the deal. We're going to, you know, take your mules and donkeys and stuff, take this mule here, and don't let him eat for, I don't remember how many days, but days on end, maybe even a week. Keep him hungry, okay? And what we're going to do is release him down an alley. On one side, you're going to have a manger full of hay and all the best food for this donkey. And over here, you're going to have the Blessed Sacrament. I will put my life on the line that if the donkey goes over and eats the hay first, you can kill me. Okay? But if the donkey... But I'm telling you, the donkey is going to go and kneel down in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament first. And if that happens, then you might want to consider believing. And guess what? Okay, here was a saint who was willing, he had skin in the game. He's not just saying, Lord, unless you do this, I won't believe. He's saying, Lord, I believe in you so much that I'm going to put my life on the line to depend on this miracle. Kind of like Elijah did when he called fire down from heaven. Same story. Under those circumstances, you're not saying, Lord, I refuse to believe until. You're saying, Lord, I believe in you so much that I am willing to risk it all so that you will be glorified through a miracle.